Good morning and welcome to Ask the Pro, a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are those of the participating clients and not necessarily those of the management and staff of WLVL. Ask the Pro is an informational-based program designed to advertise the product and or service of the client and to introduce them to the WLVL listening audience. Your questions and comments are welcome throughout the show. If you'd like to talk to today's pro, just call 433-1433. That's 433-1433.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's Ask the Pro. My name is Stephanie Codd. I'll be your host today, and today's pro is Ms. Catherine Anderson. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Stephanie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to WLVL. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
So today's pro, Ms. Catherine Anderson, is a local author, something kind of different, and I'm excited to talk to you about this today. She has written 11 books. They are faith-based for children and adults, and she's doing a book signing tonight at Artisan Alley, right?
Yes, exactly.
What time is that tonight?
It's going to be from 4:30 to 7:30.
Awesome. So cool. So, you know, to kind of get started, since it's your first time here on the show, I'd love to just ask you for just a casual introduction, you know, let everybody know where you're from, who you are, your background, just kind of get into it.
Well, I live in Newfane. I was a financial consultant. I'm a mom for many years, but I had a very rough patch maybe about 7 or 9 years ago. With losses of friends that went to heaven, just a lot happening at the same time, and I don't know if it was a breakdown or I was sick for a number of years, and in that time, you know, I was looking outside for answers, and I kept hearing God whispering to me, just go within, come with me, and so I did, and I remember, you know, just walking with him a little nervously, and over time he showed me many, many amazing things and how much he loves us. And I completely healed, and I was able to face big challenges that came with a smile on my face. And in that time, you know, I had lost my father, my best friend, my father, my brother, my mother, but he had shown me him, and it was just, it's been a joy ever since. So the gift of writing and of illustrating just came from the Lord one day, literally.
Wow, that's incredible. What a fascinating story. And you said that was about 7 years ago?
That was about 7 years ago. The day that everything that I finally got it, you know, with God, and it just kind of all downloaded to me. It was November 18th, 2016.
Wow. Yeah. It's powerful when you remember the date on that.
It was huge. Yeah. It was huge.
So let's get into your books. Okay. 11 of them in how many years?
Well, the funny thing is, when that all happened, I wrote 30 books, and illustrating them and getting them published takes time.
Wow.
So I'm only at 11 out so far, and then new ones keep coming. So it's pretty cool.
That's incredible. I feel like that's a lot for a short amount of time, or am I wrong on that?
It's so funny because I heard something that art is of God and art is inspired by God. And truly, all of these, everything that I've written has just been inspired by his love. It truly has. I mean, that's so, to me, it just kind of starts flowing out of my love for him, and it's, I don't know, it just comes quick and easy, I guess.
That is so awesome. Fantastic. So you've got 11 books out.
Yes.
How many are children's books?
You know what? The funny thing is, when I was asking my questions, kind of maybe wrestling with God a couple of those years, and, he showed me this book, and it's like, God is good all the time. And it was a children's book. And I read it, and I'm like, it profoundly hit me, you know? And then he kind of whispered, I said, God said, come to me as children. So I'm going to write children's books for adults too. So they're children's books, but they're meant to touch the hearts of the adults reading them.
Okay, like the adults reading them to their child.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that.
Exactly. A little bit different.
And all of them are that style?
They are.
Okay.
They are. And they're all in a rhyme. I don't know why. They all come to me like that. I don't know why, but they are.
That's so cute. Okay. And is it like, so you mentioned illustrating too.
Yes.
So they're like picture books, not like chapter books.
Here.
Oh, yes. That's right.
They're
you guys can't see, but I can see. Wow. Okay. So it
yes.
almost kind of looks like a magazine.
This particular book does because the artwork, I did some, and then I had a wonderful artist, Rhonda Degler, help me because I had a due date on this to make the Ingram Christian recommended readers list. So
okay.
I had a due date, so she helped me. So they did it in the bigger style because some of the artwork is just beautiful. Typically, my books are...
Okay.
An 8x8.
Yep. You mentioned Rhonda Degler. I know her.
She's
the owner of Artisan Alley.
It is.
So
it
there's
is.
The connection there. That's fantastic. I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, it's so funny because we had lived in Lockport and we moved out to Newfane, and I love it. But in the little town, there was Artisan Alley. So I go in because I love art and to take classes with Rhonda, who's amazing. And just a wonderful friendship developed, and we're going to do more works together.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rhonda is a great supporter here at the station. She was a jazz festival sponsor, and
aww.
She does Dial Deal, too. So I know her well. She is a wonderful
awesome.
Person.
She is a wonderful person.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
God kind of orders all the steps perfectly.
There you go. If you needed the proof, there uh-huh. it is.
It's so true. It's so true.
So, you know, so you've gotten all your books written. Uh-huh. How did you go about getting published?
Well, that's something I'm still learning because, you know, in my heart, it was just about getting God's message out there. And each book has a little message in it. And some people think it's about this person or that person, but it's not. It's about pieces of all of us,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I'm not really sure where I'm going with this.
Just how you got them published.
Oh, so the first time I went with Imagine We,
okay.
Jessica Kasich, and got the first three published at once. Poor Jessica, because they kept coming out, and she's like, look, I do one at a time, and I'm like, you gotta do three for me at this time.
Is that a local place?
She is.
Okay.
She is Imagine We. And then the next was Lighthouse Ministries, Hannah House.
Okay.
And she published some. And then this one I went with Balboa Press because it's very difficult sometimes to do all the I'm not the business side of it. I just want to tell people how much God loves them.
Yeah.
You know? So they're kind of doing all that.
Okay. Is it normal for an author to kind of bounce back and forth between different publishers?
Well, these days, that's not my forte. My forte was to... Well, I don't even have a forte. My job was to just let people know how much God loves them
yeah.
and to get it out.
Yeah.
And I was going to leave the rest up to him.
Okay.
So who he brought in my path and... How he does that,
oh.
I just kind of let it be.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No.
You know, speaking of that, I want to dive a little deeper into your inspiration. I know you kind of started the story, but can we hear more details on that? I would just love to know, you know, how you started hearing God, where that came from, how it led you here with just as much detail as you can give.
Well, it came when he finally told me to stop searching outside and just get quiet, be still and know that I am God.
Okay.
So I started getting quiet with him and all the questions I had, he answered, whether it was a friend calling me up and saying something that they had no idea was just a prayer I had written down or a question I had written down from God. And there it was, my answer right there. And that continued to happen. It was so funny. So I'd spend my morning walks, my morning prayer time with God while he was teaching me. And this is going to sound really goofy, but I sang this little song. Hold on to me. I'm a little unsteady.
Oh, yeah, I know that song. Yeah.
While I was learning and while he was, you know, growing me in this. And then the funny thing is that as I faced challenges, I being in my time with him every day, he kind of prepared me for each of them. Like my father had moved to Florida with my mother, and I had one night I had a dream. I thought it was a dream. My grandmother had come, and the love pouring out of her was like nothing I had ever experienced, you know. Touched me, healed me instantly, and showed me this huge celebration in heaven for my father. So I woke up and I told my husband, oh my gosh, I need to call Dad. I think he's going to heaven. He's like, that's just a dream. He's fine. So I call my father and I say, I did my prayer time and God nudged me to call him in the morning. I usually call them later. And I said, I love you and I'm proud of you. And he said, I love you and I'm proud of you. I'm going to go have a ham and cheese and take a nap. Okay. He went to heaven, and God had totally prepared me, and a scripture I had given my son, because one of my sons and my father, well, my sons and my father are very, very close, and fear not, do not look around in terror, be dismayed, I am your God, I'm strengthening you and strengthening you and hardening you to difficulties, yes, I will help you, I'm building you up and will retain you in my victorious right hand, and I had sent that out in the morning to my boys, so I had such a peace. I know my husband came in shaking and crying, and I was like, yay, I know where he's at. Wow. You know, I know everyone's so happy, and he was 90. And the funny thing is those things continued to happen. And as challenges came up, God would just, he'd show me the light and the good, and I just start writing it. I mean, he literally, when they say, for all those who love the Lord, he turns everything to good. It's the truth, no matter what the challenge is, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was working with special needs kids at the time, and you don't have a second to yourself at lunch.
Sure.
And they were all quiet. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to write a poem. It flows out at you at the weirdest times. And I wrote this beautiful poem about God and my brother. I come home from work, and my husband's like, oh my gosh, sit down. You know, your brother just passed suddenly.
Oh my God.
So I ran out to my prayer chair and I opened up the poem I had written that day, and I'm like, oh, he's fine. God had prepared
wow.
me and showed me the way. So literally, you know, he is my best friend, and he's everyone's best friend. The thing is that he showed me is that he loves each of us so much, and he wants an individual relationship with us because he speaks to each of us differently, you know? And so who am I to tell someone else how? All I can say is that I know how much he loves you. And that's what I try to express in my books in different ways, you know? And different challenges, like Dragonfly Dreams came about because, my sons were struggling, you know, because we had lost my brother, my father, and my mother. And my sons were struggling because I was an older mom, you know, so they were very, very tight. And on my heart, I just kept thinking how God was with them every phase, no matter how difficult it was. And like when both sons were born, ended up in the NICU. And I swear, Jesus saved them both.
Wow.
And so...
Did you know today is National Neonatal Nurses Day?
Are you kidding
me? I swear.
Are you?
Is that another sign?
Okay, now you're going to make me cry.
I swear, because we talked about it this morning on the morning show.
Okay, you're going to make me cry because it's like, they were so amazing.
Yeah.
These nurses were gifts from God in Children's Hospital. Because he was on life support, you know, and
when your child was born,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you know, I don't even want to utter the words, but that's what some had said. So I went home and prayed, you know, when you fear that 1 o'clock in the morning call when they try to get him off the vent and it doesn't work. And of course we got it. So I'm like on my knees. I'm like, the Lord, I just trust you to heal this boy, you know?
Yeah.
And I had scriptures all over him. The people from the church I was at just came to me with a line of preemies and just all with the story and a scripture. So I just had those pasted all over his bed. So that night, the next morning I go in, and the funny thing is the doctor there, who I kept disagreeing with how they wanted to treat my son, you know? And I'm just like, Lord, Lord. Was no longer there. And the new head doctor was Dr. Ryan. She's there to this day.
Okay.
And
how long ago was this?
16 years ago.
Okay.
And she's like, asked me my input. Mom, what do you think? Everything turned around with her. Everything. And he was out in 2 weeks after that.
Oh, wow.
So the Lord totally answer. Who would have thought? Because I'm like, God, there's got to be something we can do.
Yeah.
Who would have thought a whole new head?
Yeah, literally. You know?
So God's been there the whole time. But I really, you know, through this book, there's different challenging times in both of my boys' life and how God always was there to see them through. So it's a poetic book. If you ever read the book, How I Love You Forever, I Like You For Always, as long as I'm living, my baby will be.
Sure.
It's kind of like that, but with a Christian bent to it. And real stories, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a really beautiful poem. And it all leads back to the Lord and his love and, you know, how he sees us through different times.
Yeah, incredible. Your story is incredible. If you're just tuning in, we are talking with Katherine Anderson. She is our pro today on Ask the Pro here on WLVL 1340 AM 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com, along with myself, Stephanie Codd. And the phone number, if you'd like to call and ask a question, is 433-1433. I have goosebumps a little bit just knowing that it's Neonatal Nurses Day. I mean, what are the chances that you happen to come in today?
I mean, my mouth is like, because I cannot tell you, because I had had a C-section and they thought I was full term, but I was 2 months early.
Okay.
So I was at Suburban, so they took my son by ambulance. Thank God there was a neonatal nurse who usually works at Children's but happened to be at Suburban that day because she saw that he wasn't breathing right. And then the doctor kindly let the ambulance take me behind him. And so it was just a crazy time, but all I can remember is I was just so thankful for those nurses. And then today is the
day. Today is their day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless you. You have no idea how amazing you are and the lives you save, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your son now is healthy, totally fine.
Now the mom and me. 6 foot two. Handsome, athletic, going to be an Eagle Scout, Civil Air Patrol, 103 average in all his classes.
That's fantastic.
I know. It's a miracle.
And, you know, we do have a call on the line. Would you like to take it?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on with Katherine Anderson. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. We're Ask the Pro with Katherine Anderson. Nope. Okay. Never mind. Maybe they called the wrong number.
I think so.
In either case, that's really incredible. That touched me today.
To celebrate them. Oh my goodness. See how he, wow.
Yeah.
Just never ceases to amaze me, you know?
It's incredible.
So, you know, even through like difficult times, there's beauty no matter how tough it is. And it's so funny because I really realized, you know, that he's my best friend no matter what happens.
Okay.
You know? So when my mom passed, I remember I was in the shower just crying. I knew where she was. Mm. Another miracle, I'll tell you. Mm. But I was just crying and I'm like, you know, I just need a hug from an angel, right? Okay. Get out of the shower. The doorbell rings. I go. There's a package, a box. I bring it in and it's from my mother. And then the nurse had packed it and sent it to me. I open it up and there is one of those little angels, like the wooden ones with a golden heart saying a hug for you, you know, hug of love for you.
Yeah.
I literally prayed for a hug from an angel, you know? So
that's incredible.
Just amazing, amazing things happen, you know? And the funny thing is that my mother was 92 and she loved the Lord. And my husband was in the military, and he had had an X-ray with nodules and dust all over his lungs, probably from Desert Storm or stuff in his lungs. And so we were going through that, and I had told her, and she's like, well, I'm going to go pray and talk to God about it. That's the night she went to heaven.
Really?
And he's fine. There's nothing there anymore.
So she spoke to him when she got there.
She interceded for him.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Katherine, you know, as a woman of such strong faith, I mean, how do you cope when maybe the Lord is working in a mysterious way, like taking your mother? I mean, how can you kind of follow that and know that that's, you know, that she's okay, that that's what was meant to happen?
It's really interesting because the more time you spend with him, like, the more he prepares you and shows you things. Mm-hmm. So I had written, so I went back to my prayer chair that day and opened up. I have like 20, 30 journals because I constantly write, you know, when I'm praying and stuff. So I just pulled one out and opened it up. And it was about my mother and this beautiful poem about my mother and that where she was. And I'm like, and I'd written it maybe 2 years prior. And that's what I opened it up to. And so I'm like, thank you, God. You know,
like you know that she's okay.
I know. Well, I know that she's okay. And the neat thing is through, you know, we're all living this life. Like, this is the valley of the shadow of death. But there's beauty. There's truly joy in the Lord in everything. So I guess, for example, when my brother died suddenly,
yeah,
we flew down and I went in his house and it was all disheveled and there was blood. I just don't want to get into that. But on the wall was, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There was the scripture. So I pulled it out, went outside, and God just started talking to me about this beautiful, it's my next book about heaven.
Okay.
This beautiful poem he poured out about how they're okay. And that he will provide new love for us, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep looking to him and open your heart to let new love in, you know? Mm-hmm. So what I've seen through the challenges is God's grace and love and mercy.
Yeah.
And each book is kind of written to turn things around, like, okay. I'm showing you this.
Yeah,
this.
I'd love to hear, like, the plot, if you could, like, okay, summarize one of them.
Okay, with Dragonfly Dreams, I told you, is just like, it's a Christian and God version of I Love You Forever, I Like You For Always.
Yeah.
How Ansley Brin Got Her Wings. This is a really good story for now, and it's so funny because when I'm at book signings, everyone's like, oh, I know I'm going to get this book for someone else, you know, and I know who needs it. And I'm like, no, we all need it. It's about this, the sin of offense. And I never really knew that was a sin until I realized God's love can't get through when we're offended.
Okay.
So it's this beautiful little story rhyme about a little fairy who wanted her wings to grow in, but they couldn't, you know, they weren't growing in, but she was always offended, always upset, couldn't really play nice with the rest, you know?
Okay.
And it goes through that poetically and then finally shows that she gets it, you know? Offenses crowd out the love inside, you know? So at the end, I have a prayer that I give at the end, and it's like, Lord, please wash me clean in my mind, heart, and soul of my sin of offense, and wash anyone who's offended at me clean of their sin of offense. And with your resurrection power, bless my sin of offense out of my mind, heart, and soul, so I'm excellent of soul and able to perform your miracle of love. Well, resurrection in the Greek word is dunamis, okay? Dunamis means excellent of soul and able to perform miracles of love. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're all human. So throughout the day, oh, they cut me off. You know, my husband didn't reset the clock last night when my electricity went out and I was late. But it's like God can't get through that. So you just have to be willing. And I'm like, okay, Lord, yeah. I'm willing.
So you just let it go?
Well, I give it to him and I ask him to wash me clean.
Okay.
And then I ask him to blast it out with his resurrection power so his love can shine through. And that's really the only way, like when I work with special needs kids or at-risk youth, is that's the only way that I, you know, could do it. But they could see that. They could see it. I'm telling you, it's just... And I could feel in my heart how much God loves these kiddos, you know? So,
I need that book.
I pray that often. But it's so funny. I literally have to tell people, this isn't about you. It's about all of us.
Right.
Don't take it personally.
It's so true. And it's like, it's just the bigger picture.
It's the truth. Like, look at, you know, the news today. Everybody's offended. It doesn't lead to peace.
Right.
You know, God can't work through that. And yes, there's injustices in the world. Let me read a page, but out of my book.
Yeah, please.
Life isn't fair. We have to agree. Give the injustices to God to set you free. Look for the joy, and you will find the perfect gift for your fairy friends every time.
Okay.
Or it's family and friends. But it's, you know, look for the good. Ask to clean.
Wow.
Be a little piece of it. If you don't see it around, be a piece of it.
Mm.
So it's funny. So, I had seen this thing on Facebook about putting lunches, tying them up, you know, and putting, like, I make cards too.
Okay.
And putting in a card how much God loves you. So me and my 2-year-old granddaughter decided to do that and set that up, and they all were taken. So we were super happy about that. But I walk into a Spectrum store, and because something was going on at the time, I talked to this girl. Well, don't I find out she's amazing? We're probably going to do a thing on here.
Oh, great.
About all the people in need in the community, and people don't understand that, and things we can do about it. So me and her were like brainstorming and going through all this
fantastic,
amazing stuff. So that's where the true joy is doing God's work, you know,
yeah.
Like just, and it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be, it's just His love. And it was so funny because before I used to be afraid because I would be too empathetic, right?
Okay.
And God showed me very clearly, because when I was in my 3 years, it looked sick and it looked bad. God was working in me. It wasn't what it appeared.
Okay.
Right? So God showed me, no, don't do that, you know? He's like, you can't fix it. You can only serve. Your shoulders aren't big enough. I only know how to turn it to good.
Okay.
So that took all the pressure off. So all I had to do was cleanse my heart to be a loving vessel. Well, people respond. These kids, these people in all these situations, they respond to that more than anything.
Yeah.
And how easy is that? All we have to do is be willing. Willing to let go, willing to cleanse, willing to let His love come through, not hold on to things, you know?
Yeah.
And then you can, you know, kind of wake up and notice, I can do this little tiny thing that seems so insignificant, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's fantastic. Catherine, where can somebody buy your books?
That's what I have to organize. My thing is the Dragonfly Dreams will be available in all the bookstores and on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. My other books on Amazon, sometimes they're harder to find. That's my next prayer, for someone to come and organize all this where people can get to them.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to be answered for you. It sounds like you've got a good track record over there.
Well, I trust His perfect time,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's in His perfect time.
Yeah.
So
that's fantastic. So tonight, again, Artisan Alley, can someone buy your book and get it signed?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the time on that?
4:30 to 7:30.
Okay. And Rhonda will be there?
Rhonda will be there.
Would she sign a book, too, for her
absolutely.
Artwork?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Rhonda is, she's so amazing. She's going to do my Heaven book with me.
That is so exciting. Yeah, maybe could you give us like a little bit of a teaser about
for
that?
For the Heaven?
Yeah.
That's, I don't want people to be afraid. I want them to understand that this is just the valley of the shadow.
Yeah.
Our shadow is real.
Yeah. Okay.
Of death, you know? And how loving and how amazing it is. And that poem to me that came to me outside my brother's house kind of answers a lot of it, and the beauty and the peace. I want people to understand them and just have the peace, and God can give them that peace and let them know the love. I have to tell you, the love is like nothing. Because I got a glimpse, you know, I know what, whatever. but the love is like nothing here on earth. And it's funny because, you know, when people struggle really hard, like mentally or emotionally here, and they pass on, and maybe it was a struggle.
Yeah.
They're cleansed in love before they go on. They are. I mean, that the love is so, the pure love is so healing. It's, and so the little bits we can do here are so amazing. Mm-hmm. So then I've got this book, Steve the Big Nose Monkey.
Yeah, I saw that one. My husband's name is Steve.
So it's mine.
Like, oh,
so
right.
Is mine.
That's funny.
But it's a sweet story. You can see the type of monkey he is with those huge, huge big nose.
Yeah.
And his little message is, he loves us all just as we are. Even with all our flaws, we are his stars.
Beautiful.
So he just goes around to the different animals in the forest who are in trouble and just gives them encouragement and love. And
now, does your husband have a big nose?
He really doesn't, but we've always joked about it. So that was the inspiration.
Oh, that is so, so sweet. Do all of your books have like a message or like a lesson?
Oh, yes. This book, Little Lottie and the Lying Octopus. My niece's name is Charlotte.
Okay.
You know, And her grandmother, my sister-in-law, works with, you know, children in crisis and things too, you know. And we were talking about different characters, and we were like, oh, blame. You know how blame, it does not free you from your problems. It binds you to them. So we must stop blaming others in order to set ourselves free to make a beautiful, to make room for the beautiful life ahead of thee. That's the little thing on the back of the book. So we decided an octopus, instead of like pointing one finger, he points, you know, all his fingers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but he realizes, you know, he's pointing one at everybody else, but seven are pointing back to him.
Okay.
So it's a little poem with the character of how, you know, to not be blaming others, you know, and to look within and forgive and love. So that's on that. Here's Mean Green Grouchy Larry. This is about, you know, a little boy who was a bully.
Okay.
But someone, and it's, someone loved him from above. An angel showed him the gift of love, and he saw the world differently, and how it just changed him when he just had a little different perspective, you know, that came from a place of love. Here, do you want me to go through them?
Yeah, go right ahead. We have about 5 minutes left in the show.
Just go like
but
this.
But yeah, go right ahead.
I've got the miracle of the Christmas butterfly. Everything and everyone on earth has a season to shine their own special beauty in their own special time. You know?
Sweet.
So, you know, everyone has a turn, you know, to use their gift in a season. And, this I worked with a lot of children. This is My Child, You Are Safe. Worked with a lot of children who had been abused brutally.
Yeah.
And there are so many scriptures of protection. God loves them so much. So this is it's just a beautiful book. It's a beautiful poem about how much God loves them. And then scriptures that they can claim onto, how God can protect and God can make miracles happen.
Yeah.
So that was important because I had a sweet little girl who, well, I don't even want to say, but needed this, you know? So that was my inspiration there. Oh, this is hysterical. This is named after my older son, John the Tipping Rooster.
Okay.
John the Tipping Rooster is the story of perseverance. It's a true story. It's about a rooster who feet froze off in the snow and sleet, and the farmer threw him far, far away. But he kept crawling back. And so the little... let's see the little thing. I'll never give up. I'll never give in. If I keep moving forward, I'll eventually win. Aww. Rooster John crept and stumbled his way back to the barn on that bitter snowy day. The next morning at the crack of dawn, Farmer Fred heard the funniest song. Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. Oops, Kerplunk, I fell in the snow. Cock-a-doodle-oh, no. But he just kept getting up and doing it again.
How cute is that?
So he ends up being like famous on the little farm, and all the animals grew respect for him. Aww. And Rooster John did. And it's, so they're all
these messages are so important for children. I mean,
and adults.
Yeah. You know, it's funny cause we're always like, teach the kids, you know, to love themselves and have the confidence and like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, you still need that when you're an adult. Absolutely. Maybe even more.
More. I think more so because we have more reasons to forgive ourselves, but it's okay to make mistakes as we learn.
Absolutely.
It's okay. And that was a really neat thing. You know, God kind of, it's one of my next books is, kind of about the path he took me to kind of show me things.
Okay.
And there were seven things, and it may not make sense to anyone else, but it's like, God is love. God loves me just the way I am.
Yeah.
It's okay to make mistakes as I learn.
Yeah.
It's okay to stand up for myself. I can say no.
Yep.
It's not my job to fix it. Yep. I'm not God. I can serve, but only he knows how to turn it to good. And this is a rough one, but this is true. It kind of goes against what people... I'm not responsible for anyone else. I can love them. I can let them know God loves them. I can pray for them. I can serve.
Yeah.
But do not interfere. Let God be God. It's better for all that way. Be patient. You will see.
So true.
And those are... That's something that kind of he showed me as, you know... this all was coming to fruition that I'm writing that book too. That helps. It helps with, you know, being able to do his work because people think they get too overwhelmed because there's just too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I hear you.
But it's not because that's his job. We just have to do, you know, open up and be willing to cleanse ourselves of the offenses and forgive and, let his light love shine through us.
And beautiful.
I have one little message that.
Yep, we've got just a minute left, okay, so let's hear your final thoughts.
My message from God was, God loves you. God wants to give you the greatest gift, an invitation. Take it. It's time for revival, and revival is love.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Catherine. Again, that was Catherine Anderson. She's going to be at Artisan Alley tonight. Go get your book signed. Get the books for the kids. Catherine, I feel like we didn't have enough time today. There's so much more
I'd love to talk with you about.
You know, we'd love to have you back anytime. So definitely consider that.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. This is WLVL 1340 AM 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This has been Ask the Pro. Thanks for listening.
Hometown 1340 AM and 105.3 FM. WLVL. FM Transit.